A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Matthew Appleby, and I'm the Horticulture Week editor, and welcome to the Horticulture Week podcast. Today, I'm with author and award-winning columnist for Horticulture Week, the garden management consultant, Alan Sargent. He has added a final manual celebrating the running and well-being of professional gardening in the private sector to a collection of books he's been writing over the last few years. So today, we're going to talk about that. But Alan, you've been with Horticulture Week for many years now. So are there any memories you want to share?
Many years, that sounds like a long time. I think I've been writing for the Horticulture Week on a regular basis for about 10 years, but I go with the Hort Week probably around 30 years, way back to the early 90s, when I used to meet up with the reporters, as I thought they were reporters, working with the magazine. I used to meet up for lunch and sitting down on the riverside there, having a good bit of crack, and I would learn what's going on in the industry. And obviously, at the same time, they were picking my brains. I was heavily involved with Barley at the time. Then I founded the Association of Professional Landscapers. I'm quite involved with the SGD. So, yeah, between us, we used to set the world to rights.
Brilliant. Now, hopefully, we can start doing that again as lockdown eases. Now, after the Head Gardener's Survival Manual, written in 2011, and the Landscaper's Survival Manual, 2012, comes the Garden Designer's Survival Manual in 2021, which is just published. So can you tell us a bit more about that one?
Yeah, after I completed the Landscaper's Survival Manual, which is a great title, actually, survival. It's about survival, surviving in the industry. For a long time, I put off writing one for the garden designers because, you know, professional garden designers don't really need somebody like myself to help them out. But most of my work nowadays as a management consultant is, in fact, doing court work and court disputes work. And it's because, certainly over the last 2 or 3 years, there's been a massive explosion in the number of cases that are going through the court that involve garden designers, or garden designers get caught up. Because under the CDM, that's the Construction Design Management Regulations, which have been around for 5 years now, and people are starting to become aware of the CDM regs. Well, if as the designer, you are the principal designer, until you hand over to the contractor, a landscaper or builder, you retain responsibility. And so a lot of gardeners weren't getting out of that responsibility because it's a progressive thing. So you start off as the principal designer, you then hand over to the principal contractor. Because you don't sign off formally, designers are being caught up in any problems that happen further down the line. And the number of cases involving court issues, shall we say, with garden design and construction has exploded, and certainly since lockdown. and which we're going to talk about a bit more later on. And so I wanted to set out something, write a book. Now, it's no good just writing a book that's going to be that miserable that you talk about nothing but problems. So I thought, okay, let's have a book that says starting out as a garden designer and then going through the roles and responsibilities of that job and sort of how to start out. I don't know of any other books actually written for. There's loads of books on garden design, but I don't know. I've never heard of any other book being written for garden designers and helping garden designers to start out in the world with marketing and selling themselves. And that's really what I've created.
No, I've not heard of anything like that either. I know you're particularly strong on the technical side, and I just jotted down a few of the issues which I thought, you know, you might come across if you are trying to set up as a garden designer, as a creative person. But you have to think about things along the lines of intellectual property, HMRC, public liability insurance. And I know you cover all those in some depth.
People understand that there is the need, obviously, to pay tax and have insurance. It's not only public liability, it's also employer's liability. You should add an extra few pounds a year on for that, because if you take somebody out to give you a hand to do a survey, even though you're not paying that person, maybe your mum or dad coming out with you, you still need to cover them for insurance and also professional indemnity insurance. I'll cover that in depth, but it's more than that. It's much more than that. It's VAT. It's things like the Consumers Credit Act and payments, terms and conditions, and so on. But there's so much more. Once you start going into depth on these, then it opens up so many cans of worms. Now, for example, there's one particular chapter on taking split payments from a customer. Well, that's a strange thing, but if you take split payments from a customer, each time you take a payment, you need to sign off each one so that one doesn't become part of another. It's quite complicated, but it's all set out in the book.
It sounds like an invaluable 160 pages. Now, during lockdown, as you referred to earlier on, there's been some changes in the sector. So how have the garden design sector coped during lockdown?
I think garden designers sector, let's start off with the positive. The positive is there's been a huge explosion in the number of people interested in having their gardens made over, as I'm sure you know. And so designers are rushed off their feet. There's been a huge increase, maybe 180% increase in the number of inquiries coming through across the desk with designers. And it's not just a case of more work, but there's more responsibility, because materials and sourcing of materials, certainly plants, are becoming much harder. So designers are really having to look at what they can get hold of before they dare to make a recommendation. So it's certainly concentrated minds, because not only have a huge amount of extra work, you've got additional work on top of that with doing more research.
Can you tell us a bit more about some of the court cases you've been covering recently in a sort of general way?
Yeah, why I've written the designer's survival manual, it's called survival manual for a good reason, is because if I just take one case where a garden designer was being called in to do a design, just a basic outline design, and went away. That was it. Just brought in just to do the concept design. Landscaper came in, made a bit of a mess of it. And then the garden designer was called back in again to help out. Now, the garden designer should have actually started the game with a fresh contract. Because they didn't start again with a fresh contract, but came back for additional money, then when the case actually went to court, the garden designer was then caught up in this great maelstrom under a thing called joint and several. So instead of signing off, the designer should have signed off and walked away, come back and given a hand by all means, but come back under a separate contract and then signed off and walked away. Because they didn't follow that protocol, they wound up on they were hauled into the court along with the contractor. So try to avoid these sort of problems. This is what the book's about.
So sounds like a real minefield. Now, I said earlier on that this book was the last in the Survival Manual series, but it's not, is it? There's another one coming out.
Another one coming out on the 1st of May, which is called The Professional Gardener's Survival Manual. And I promise you that really will be the last one. This was requested by a number of professional gardeners. There's a particular group called All Horts, and All Horts, a number of All Horts members asked me to do one because the head gardeners is for employed individuals. Obviously the landscapers is for landscape contractors, and the garden designers is for designers. But there's this big world out there, which is the professional gardeners who are looking after maintaining gardens, who don't come under any of those categories. So yeah, that's the final one, and that's quite again, that's quite something. There's a lot of information in there.
Can you tell us a bit more about that then? What's in there?
Oh, well, again, it's starting out. It's setting out. You have to have a progression starting out, so you make sure again your insurances are in place. We're looking at things like VAT and getting budgets, but it's more again protection. Both books, both manuals have got full sets of terms and conditions, and these are proper terms and conditions that they're professional ones. But there's also things like deposits, booking fees, mobilisation payments, roles and responsibilities, and protecting your integrity as a designer and also as a contractor. So there's a lot of protection stuff in there. It's building and sustainable design and build practice, or sustainable garden maintenance practice, and a lot of specification, a lot of things on disclaimers, waivers, and duty of care, noise attenuation, new build gardens, soakaways, Japanese knotweed, children's play areas, all manner of things.
Now, again, many professional gardeners have seen their roles change during the pandemic. Gardens have been closed. Visitor numbers in the last year have been down. But gardens still need to be maintained. So from your experience, Alan, how have the professional garden sector coped during the last year again?
It's difficult to try and generalise on that, because immediately my mind goes to the country estates, places like Goodwood, where you had a lot of staff furloughed. So I think in the employed sector, there has been a lot of treading water, just making sure the grass is cut, just making sure the place is not too weedy, everything almost in limbo. Now that, I think, will kickstart again, because, of course, gardens departments in these employed sector, like stately homes, they are a cost centre. But on the other hand, without the cost centre, unless the property is looking attractive, then the income stream will become affected, because, of course, it won't be as attractive for wedding venues and so on. So that's one particular thing. On garden design, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of additional work and additional money around, but there's also a lot of additional problems that are being flagged up with the way the world's going and the litigious nature of the world. And as for landscape contractors, they are having a boom time, but same problems again with getting hold of materials. Cement's in short supply, MOT, which is the base that goes under a lot of patios and paving. Most of the MOT being produced nowadays in the country is actually going on to HS2. Most of the timber that's being produced around the world is going to China. So we have to look at different materials, perhaps. Designers and contractors together have to look at different materials. And as far as I'm concerned, really hoping that they'll start looking toward the UK.
Now, Alan, as well as your survival guidebook, you've been pretty busy in recent times, and you've actually got another book coming out too, haven't you?
Hopefully in June, there's a poacher-turned-gamekeeper book, which is called Buying a Garden, and it's written for the general public. And it's a very specific general public. It's for those members of the general public who are actually looking to buy a garden, have a garden landscape from scratch, or have a major garden makeover. And there are two main types, actually, of those particular general public. There is the new build sites, And new build sites are a vastly different proposition to, should we say, an old property. And so I'm highlighting all of the different issues that come up there. It is very much going to be about correct technique. I've got 9 or 10 really good top designers working with me. They're going to be providing me with examples of their work and in different styles, explaining the different styles and how they work. I've got a lot of technical information going in there on decking, paving, artificial grass, and also there'll be a big emphasis on aftercare, because a lot of problems that come up with the general public are where they don't understand how to look after their investment. And so, again, if we can take that sting out of that tail, so they'll be actually being taught how to look after their properties, how to look after their new garden, all of this will be in this buying a garden book. I'm really excited about it, because there's no, I haven't got any end. There's no limits of what I intend to put into it. So because we self-publish, my son-in-law runs one of the biggest print companies in the south of England. So it's great for me. I can get something turned around in a double quick time, because, of course, I've almost got my own pet printer. But don't tell him I said that.
Now, which designers have you got on board?
Right, I have got Beau Cook, David Stevens, Paul Slater, Catherine Crouch, Paul Baker, and I've now gone brain dead. But they're all going to give a hand. Carl Harrison's coming in from the decking. Brad Stone are getting involved with providing me with photographs and samples and technical information. So it's going to be fully backed up with by professionals, a lot of technical detail, a lot of legal stuff, and again, it is hopefully going to make people realise. I wouldn't say to avoid the cowboys. I don't really want to sort of use that sort of phrase, but it's going to make people realise that they, as the general public, have got a huge responsibility to make a project a success.
Cool. And you promised to bust a few myths. What myths are there around this area?
Many myths. One of the main myths is actually on VAT. VAT I will cover in depth, because they're different grades. But because certainly on new build, people have got the idea that a new build garden, you can have, you know, you have the turf and the paving and everything, or all that's all zero rated and so on, because it's absolutely untrue. And I will be looking at that in depth. And also, I said on things like VAT zero rating on various things like disability and health and safety and so on. There's a lot of things there that are going to be, and the myths are going to be busted, and try and get people away from trying to basically look for price reductions that really can't be. And one of the biggest problems we have as an industry are those people who insist on buying the products and treating the landscapers and designers as being labour only. That does not work, and that cannot work. And I'm really going to bust that myth.
Brilliant. Now, Alan, I promised that I'd let you mention your website. What's it called?
It's straightforward. It's just www.alansargent.co.uk.
Brilliant. Now, all the information's on there about the books and everything else Alan does. Now, thank you very much for listening to the Hort Week podcast with Alan Sargent. I'm Matthew Appleby, and I'm looking forward to meeting you again next time. Make sure you never miss a Hort Week podcast. Subscribe to follow Horticulture Week podcasts via Apple iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Thanks very much, and goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.